If Wishes Were Horses by Diane Latchford.
Brad McKenzie, please. It's his wife, Patty. Oh, hi, Liz. Oh, is he? Okay, well, don't interrupt him. No, everything's fine. Oh, thanks, Liz. That's very kind of you. Yes, we do miss her. A lot. Yes, it's all set. Wednesday at 2, Jackson's funeral home. Okay, if you can. Listen, can you just tell Brad that my sister Julie's here already? He was supposed to meet her at the train this afternoon. Yeah, she came in this morning instead. No need for him to call me back. Okay, thanks, Liz. I appreciate that. Thanks again. Maybe you could let him know his voicemail's not working on his cell? Again? Okay, yes, hope to see you there. Thank you. Bye-bye. Julie?
Hey, Patty?
Julie, you okay?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Hang on, I'll be down in a sec.
What are you doing up there?
You ever seen any of this stuff?
What stuff?
This box. These pictures and stuff.
Where'd that come from?
Her closet?
I met Sam during the war. In England. I lived in Crayford. Worked at the munitions factory there. He was a Canadian soldier. Stationed at Farmingham near Dartford. You know what England's like. All those towns are only minutes apart by train. Nothing's very far. Well, all the single girls from the factory had to go to these afternoon tea dances, and evening dances too, with the troops as part of our jobs. So, some of us became friends. Some of us became more than friends.
I thought you went up there to pee.
I forgot.
Forgot?
I got up there, and I saw her door, and...
You went into her room?
Yeah. Why?
I just haven't been able to.
Oh. Well, this old shoebox was way up at the back of her closet shelf.
What were you doing in the closet?
I always wondered what was up there. Didn't you? You know, behind where she used to keep Dad's ashes?
I guess so. Yeah.
You always said you were curious about that.
I was.
And you never looked in her closet? Come on.
We hadn't gotten around to cleaning up there yet.
What do you mean?
Well, lately Mom had this mission. We were on a schedule, sort of.
A schedule?
I'd come over every few days and we'd sort through another room or a dresser or whatever. I think she just wanted to put her house in order or something.
Maybe she just wanted to spend time with you.
Maybe. Anyway, we hadn't gotten around to her room yet. And now, I can't go in there. I just can't get this picture out of my mind. Of her lying there that morning, looking at me. Then looking right through me to somewhere else, at something else. And then she was gone.
Oh, Sam was a dancer. Rumba, tango, foxtrot, waltz. He could do them all. And when the jitterbug started to get popular, oh, there was nobody like Sam. We were always working out new steps, new throws. He could outdance any of the other Canadian boys. The only dance most of them knew was the two-step. But Sam, from the time he was 10, Sam had spent a month each winter with his parents in Florida. He learned to dance properly down there, he said. Took lessons at the Jewish Community Center near where they stayed.
Was she in pain, do you think?
Didn't seem to be. No, I don't think so.
That's good. Did she ask for me?
No, Julie. She didn't.
Oh.
Of course she asked for you, stupid idiot. Again and again. Where's Julie? Do you think she'll be calling today? Did you leave any messages for her at her office? Did you try her cell? And I'd have to make up excuses for you, just like when we were kids. Geez, I'm the younger one, your baby sister. Weren't you supposed to be looking after me? But you never did you? It was always the other way around. You'd do something stupid, and I'd be left holding the bag. Christ, that used to piss me off. You want some tea?
No, no thanks. But what do you mean?
Oh, don't give me that. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, I don't exactly. What?
Like the time you stole Mum's anniversary watch.
I didn't steal it. I borrowed it.
Yeah, right. And when you accidentally went swimming with it on after you got too drunk at that party. What happened then, Julie?
I told her it was you, that you were playing with it in the bathroom and it fell into the toilet.
And did I back you up?
Well, yeah, after I paid you $5.
$5 was nothing for that story. I was taking a big chance. She might have been really mad at me.
She never got mad at you, Patty, and you know it. As long as we told her it was an accident and that it was you who had the accident, she was fine.
Don't.
Don't what?
You know. Don't act as if you don't care. Okay, why the hell weren't you here, Julie? What was so damned important that you couldn't call your dying mother, eh? You've always gone on and on about me and Mom, avoiding confrontations, avoiding dealing with whatever the issue may be. Jeez, you couldn't even pick up the bloody phone. You know, to be honest, I didn't really expect you to show up.
That's not fair.
Well, who said life's fair?
You don't know what you're talking about.
You never were very good at dealing with the nasty stuff, were you? God, even my kids' dirty diapers would send you running. But not even a phone call? A measly phone call?
I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
I said I'm sorry.
Well, it's a little late now, isn't it, sister dear?
Don't.
Don't. Don't what?
Don't start that self-righteous, holier-than-thou, I-should-have-been-here crap. I am sorry I was not here in my mother's hour of need. Don't you think I know I should have been here? Jesus! Why did you have to die on Friday? I was coming today! I was! Shit! I even had my train ticket already! That's why I'm here early! Aw, crap!
Here, let me help.
I've got it. I've got it.
Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
It's just hard, you know?
Yeah.
Who's this? Is this Mum?
I joined the army when I was 15. Stole my sister's birth certificate and told them I was 18. I liked the artillery. The women got to wear pants. I would have liked the land army even better. They wore jodhpurs. But they were only civilian. And I wanted to be part of the real army. Of course, I had to leave when I found out.
God, she's so young there. I think that's her.
I wonder why she never put these in the photo albums. Hey, is this you or me?
You know, it doesn't really look like either of us.
Maybe some long-lost cousin or something. Huh. Wonder who it is. Maybe Mom had some relatives after all. Weird. She always said there was nobody.
Look at this one. You recognize this guy?
No. No idea. Cute, though. Here's one. That looks like the same guy with Mum.
Sam and I started seeing each other outside of the official tea dances. It was very exciting to hear all about another country. He wasn't much older than me, really. Maybe 20 at most. We'd talk for hours. He was so afraid to go across the channel. He wanted to do the right thing, of course, but he used to tell me how he was truly afraid. They never discussed it with each other, the boys.
God, she looks maybe 17, 18 at most.
And here she's holding that kid. I swear it's the same kid, right?
You don't think it's hers, do you?
No, hers? No.
She didn't have me till she was 29.
She didn't even meet Dad till she was 25.
The Canadian boys were all keen to fight for the Allied forces, fight for king and country. And when they were on leave, they were on leave. Dancing, drinking, partying, and carrying on, even through the blackout, or maybe even because of it. But despite their bluster and bravado, they were all afraid. You could see it in their eyes. They'd stop mid-conversation, mid-sentence, and their eyes would glaze over for a moment. Fear. Maybe that's why they all caroused and carried on so much and drank so hard. Fear. It must have been terrible for them. It was for Sam. And they were all so young. We all were.
Keep looking. What else is in there?
Maybe we shouldn't.
Pardon?
Maybe we shouldn't.
Don't you want to know?
I don't know.
Of course you do. Well, I do.
You sure?
Of course. She was our mother. You always said you wanted to know more about her, especially during the war, before she came over here. Didn't you ever get her to talk about it?
No, she wouldn't. Sometimes she'd start, or almost start, but then she'd just clam up, say she was tired, or that she couldn't remember.
He'll be here soon, my Jake. Then my girls will know all about it. I kept him, but Sam died over there before he even knew about the baby. Jake's grandparents agreed to raise him, but on one condition. They would pay for us to come to Canada, but once we were here, they would be his parents, and I would become a family friend and never tell him. That was hard.
Who could that be?
I don't know.
Another neighbor with a casserole, probably.
Still that kind of town, eh?
Yep. I know they mean well, but I don't know who's going to eat all this food.
My Jake. I have to believe he's had a good life. It seemed like he did, from the outside looking in, while his grandparents raised him. They're gone now, Sam's parents. So I broke my promise. I sent Jake a letter explaining it all. A letter. To be opened upon my death and read in the presence of my daughters. And I made sure that was in the will. Not the kindest way to deliver the news. I hope he'll forgive me, springing it on him like this. And the girls, I wish I could have had the courage to tell the girls myself, but if wishes were horses, beggars would ride, wouldn't they? I wonder how they'll take it, having a brother.
You were just listening to If Wishes Were Horses, written by Diane Latchford, starring Stephanie Can, Jess Grover, and Anissa Madden, produced by James Kerr. Thank you for listening.